Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there were some heavy exchanges during leaders' questions in the Dáil earlier today with Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald revealing that Ireland's largest residential landlord, Iris Reiss, had told investors it would be able to increase rents by 25% plus for its new tenancies. The Taoiseach responded by saying that rents on existing properties would be restricted at 2%. Rent increases, I should say, would be restricted at 2%. We're joined by Pearse Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. Pearse, the significance of this, as far as you're concerned, this correspondence from Iris Reiss.
Oh, I think this is really significant. We've been talking about the rent hike bill for now quite a while, warning that this was going to be a bonanza to big corporate landlords and vulture funds, and that making the point that on average rental tenancies, you know, turn over every 4 to 5 years, so that within a very short period of time, most people will be in new tenancies, and therefore the protection that the Taoiseach keeps on talking about, that people existing tenancies are protected, that won't apply. But this is the first time now that we've actually seen what the big landlords are looking at. And Iris Reiss is the biggest landlord in the state. They have thousands of property across the state. And they've very clearly told their investors that as a result of the government's legislation, it's a presentation that they made looking at how this will affect them. And they've said that all of their properties, when new tenancies go into them, they can now reset it to the market value. They've said that that means a 25% increase in rental income.
Does that not suggest, Pearse, that the existing properties that they're renting out were at least 20% or up to 25% under market value?
Well, the problem here is that some new properties are actually, you know, charging an arm and a leg. And the question is
but they're charging market rates. I accept they're very high, but they are market rates.
But who is setting the market rate? And we warned about this, you know, nearly a decade ago now, that the large holding that vultures have, particularly in the city of Dublin, but also elsewhere, becomes a force that actually sets the rate. We didn't come up with that ourselves. Actually, the Department of Finance made that clear to the Minister for Finance in a document that was provided many, many years ago. And that's the issue here. But what this today does is sends a shiver down renters' spine, because what they're now hearing for the first time is that this big corporate landlord is saying, look, we can now, the shackles are off, we can now increase rents by 25%.
Well, no, just to be clear, on new tenancies, the shackles aren't fully, they can't do it on existing tenancies. They also said,
of course, yeah, they make it very clear, yeah.
They also said that the lifting of the cap would incentivize new builds and provide opportunities for growth. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want them to build more? I mean, I know you describe them as vulture funds, but we do want more new apartments. And if we do get an increase in supply, we will see rents level off and possibly even come down. Isn't that the best way of approaching this?
Well, two things. First of all, let me just deal with this, because this massive landlord themselves make it very clear that 14% of all their tenancies every year change. And they are making it clear that this will flow through to earnings as a unit turns over. So they're not naive about this here. They're completely blown a hole in the government's argument that existing tenancies are protected. We know that. The point is that tenancies end and new tenancies happen. So what will happen this year? IRIS estimate that about 600 new tenancies will happen. That means 25% increase. What does that mean in real terms for somebody who's listening to your program, a young couple who's maybe trying to save and scrimp to get a deposit for a mortgage? It means an additional €5,000 above the eye-watering rents that are already being charged. Like, how can a government stand over that? That's the real question. The second question you asked me is in relation to, you know, that this will incentivize them to construct buildings. IRIS REIT hasn't been constructing buildings. IRIS REIT are purchasing buildings that are already there in the market. They're not the you know, developers out there. The biggest developers.
But they're financing it. They're financing it. No. And see, I suppppose the counter argument, the counter argument of what you're saying is, yeah, the government could have rent freezes forever and nobody would build and we'll never solve this problem.
Well, first of all, there is building happening. There's not enough happening, and the wrong type is
apartment
happening.
Apartment building fell off a cliff. As a result of the rent freeze, primarily.
Well, first of all, as I said, it's the wrong type of building that's happening in our view in relation to family homes. The question here isn't just this is. I do believe that the apartments are homes. So I've argued that black and blue with the government, and that's why I believe that we shouldn't be allowing, just as the government voted last week to allow vulture funds to purchase homes and apartments from underneath the first-time buyers. Like the reality here is this goes way, way back to the time of Michael Noonan, back in 2014 when they rolled out the red carpet to these institutional investors. It has been bad policy for the government. Now, what has happened since? Just let's actually say, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. It's 12 years on, the housing crisis has just got worse. Rents and property values have gone through the roof, and affordability is out of reach for so many people. And that's why so many young people feel that there's no chance of a life here in Ireland anymore. Okay. Now, if the government stands over their policy and tells, because for the first time we have it in black and white, they've told their investors, government, Micheál Martin's plan allows us to increase rents by 25%, and that's what we plan to do. They are telling their investors that they will make 21 million euro extra without an additional house or without an additional tenant.
Before we let you go, the news reports coming through today that the Nations League fixture Ireland against Israel will take place on October 4th in Dublin. Your reaction to that?
I think it's appalling. It's the wrong decision. I think it is completely contrary to the views, I would argue, in relation to the majority of football fans and the people right across the state. And I think that a strong message has to be set out in relation to Israel in the face of the genocide that we're seeing. And I think you're going to still continue to see a campaign, and I think it will just intensify to try and get that decision.
Who are you holding responsible then? Who are you criticising for this game going ahead?
UEFA. Like, Russia's not in it. Okay. Like, you know, and rightly so. Israel should not be in that.
So do you accept the FAI is in a very difficult position?
I think, of course, the FAI is.
Because your sports spokeswoman 2 weeks ago did not accept that. She was very critical of the FAI.
But I understand that they're in a difficult position, but they still have to make the right decision. We know who's to blame here. UEFA should have banned them from the competition, but the FAI now have to make a decision in relation to whether the game goes ahead or not.
They said they're bound by UEFA regulations. Our constitution requires us to adhere to UEFA's rules, including the obligation to fulfil scheduled international fixtures and to avoid actions that would constitute undue political interference.
I believe that they are taking the wrong decision in relation to this year. They're taking the wrong decision in relation to the views of football fans and the views of people across the island of Ireland. And I think in the face of genocide, I think history will not be kind to the decision that has been done today. I know that UEFA have put them in a difficult position, but now the ball is in their court and this fixture should not be going ahead, in my view.
Okay, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.